Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Holtorf. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 12, verses 1 through 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a pit for the winepress and built a tower, and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Today's reading from Mark 12, 1 through 12, the parable of the tenants, brings to mind the many times the Lord God sent his prophets to his people in the Old Testament. Prophets such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Joel, and Amos are just a few of the prophets of the Old Testament. The Lord God called these prophets to speak words of judgment and comfort, repentance and forgiveness, so that the people of God and all nations would turn from their sins and look to the Lord God for all things. For instance, Jeremiah received this commissioning from the Lord. "Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.'" Jeremiah 1, verses 9 through 10. Jeremiah suffered for the message he proclaimed, thus receiving the description as the weeping prophet. Many of the Lord's prophets went through trials and tribulations as they spoke the word of the Lord. Often their messages, like the servants in today's parable, were met with hostility, rejection, and even worse. Jesus tells the parable of the tenants during Holy Week, possibly that Tuesday of Holy Week. Jesus, speaking in the temple area to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, begins with these words, "A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the winepress and built a tower and leased it to the tenants and went to another country." Mark 12, verse 1. Mark concludes with these words, "And they were seeking to arrest him but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away." Mark 12, 12. At another time, Matthew records Jesus saying these words, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not." Matthew 23, verses 37 through 38. In this season of Lent, we too are called to repentance through the Word of God, as pastors faithfully speak words of repentance and forgiveness to us. In the divine service, we speak these words, "Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone." Hebrews 1:1 says, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." In the parable, the man finally sends his son, and the tenants took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. Jesus suffered at the hands of his enemies, was beaten and crucified. His death on Calvary's cross was the atoning sacrifice for our sins. God's love for us runs so deep that he sent his one and only Son to this world to take on our sin, our death, so that we would receive the forgiveness of our sins. While in the season of Lent, by faith, we look toward God's redemption story in Jesus Christ, as Christ breaks through death's grip by rising to life on Easter morning and giving us hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Almighty God, you exalted your Son to the place of all honor and authority. Enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit, that confessing Jesus as Lord, we may be led into all truth through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.